Yeah, big honour, Oisin, and it's one I'm looking forward to. It's, the work starts for us now this evening, tomorrow morning, meet up with part of the management team and finalising the management team over the next maybe 7 days. But I have a fair idea of where we're at, and I'm quite happy with that. And as I say, looking at players, looking at games, and again, I have a fair idea of what's the back of my mind in terms of the personnel that's going to come in. And it's exciting times, no doubt about it, but there's a lot of hard work ahead.
How much has that changed from when you were in the role 20 years ago, getting your management team together now? Because it's a, pardon the pun, it's a totally different ballgame to what it was 2 decades ago, Declan.
Oh, it changed completely, and it's changing at such a pace at the minute. It's unbelievable, the whole setup and the whole thing. Huge changes. At that stage, you had your team doctor and you had a couple of selectors and a trainer. Nowadays, there's a whole backroom team. There's a lot of stuff in terms of logistics and video analysis, strength and conditioning, sports psychologists. There's a lot of stuff there, and it's all. All the top teams are in there, and they're carrying big backroom teams. We will have a big backroom team, but again, it's not a case just putting people in for the sake of it. They'll be doing jobs, and they'll be held accountable for those jobs too. And that's going to be, that's important. So I'm happy with the people that's in there, and as I said, a few things to finalise yet over the next week, 10 days, but almost there in terms of that, and quite happy with it.
Yeah, your assistant Paul was announced tonight. He's going to be your number two, Paul McGonigal. That is, he's been around with Jim McGuinness, of course, in 2014. They got to an All Ireland final, and I suppose given all these changes that you just talked about, how important of a role is he going to play?
Yeah, very important, and experience again. He's been there before, and a wealth of knowledge. And the backroom team I have are experienced. Some of them have worked with me right through over maybe minor 2 years and maybe 2 years 21. And I know what they bring to the table. There might be an experience, maybe in terms of going into a senior county setup, but to me, that they're very professional and everything they do, and they're going to be really committed to the job in hand. And as I say, really looking forward to getting the whole group together.
Yeah. Do you feel now then in your managerial career that this is probably the best time for you to take on the role, Declan?
I'm not sure, Oisin. It's I didn't expect it to come. Again, so quick. Not in terms of Rory had a 3-year contract or 3-year, and that or 4 years that lasted just a 1 year, and I expected probably Rory to stay on, and for another maybe couple of seasons. So in that sense, I was just out at under 21, and just so happened that the 21s are gone now, so it's back to under 20s next season for them. And at the end of the day, as I say, I'm going into this with my eyes open, and know there's a huge amount of work to be done, but I also know we can be hugely. Competitive in 2018.
Yeah, but what are you going to bring? What change are you going to bring then to Donegal moving forward? It didn't end the way everybody thought and hoped it would in 2017. What is your plan of attack now going forward? What's your target? What changes are in there, Declan?
Listen, we're going to have to adapt our style of play. We're going to have to be more adaptable in terms of the way we play. And the running game is in Donegal. There's no doubt that's a strong part of Donegal game and playing on a counter attack. But we've got to be more adaptable. We've got to change. We've got to utilise the guys further up the field that are more dangerous in that final third. Also, we've got to be more in terms of our defensive setup. We've got to be more. We've got to be better, I think. We have, against probably Tyrone and against Galway, we kind of folded fairly easily. We've got to get a bit of more of a ruthless streak back in our play, and that bit of bite that probably might have been missing, maybe. And somebody mentioned early on, maybe they've gone, I don't think so, the word soft was mentioned. But no, I think these guys are committed, and these guys, and I'm hoping that we see a Donegal team going out in the field in 2018, very competitive, really playing high intensity, and again, not afraid of that physical battle, but also well organised.
How do you get that edge back then? Because there's no doubt Donegal do have talented footballers, but it's about, I suppose, small key things, Declan, and getting that edge and that bite back is one of those. How do you go about doing that?
Well, listen, talent's one thing, but you've got to put it in. You've got to do it on the training ground. You've got to do it away from the training ground. You've got to be professional in every aspect of your life. The training in terms of intensity and physicality, we've got to bring that to it, because when you do bring that to the table then in the training sessions, then it comes second nature in games, and we have got to go down that road. And there is good young players coming through, there's no doubt about that, but those young players will also have to learn that this is senior inter-county football now. This is a serious step up, and it's no point just coming and training 2 nights a week in the gym or 3 nights a week in the park. It's what you do away from the training ground and the many hours that you're on your own. You've got to eat, you've got to sleep, you've got to rest like proper athletes, and that's the way you have to be.
Yeah, I'm sure you have talked to a few of the players at this stage, because when you were putting your package together to go for the job, I'm sure that was part of it. And speaking to the current crop of players there, what's the initial reaction been like from them and the conversations that you've had, Declan?
Very positive, Oisin. As I said, I spoke to a number of them, and just to see exactly, you know, where they lay over the next, you know, the next piece. It's important. It was important from my point of view that we have a number of those experienced players back in, and I mean, we should see them all back in. I know Ciara Lacey has retired, and we're looking forward now to with the process being over and the position ratified. I'll be sitting down with a lot of players over the next week, 10 days.
Yeah, I'm sure there's players that are considering their position given the service that they've had with Donegal, but there's also the other side of that. Players who have seen won championship medals already, like Soren McNeillis and Leo McLoone. And there's another group of players there that possibly feel that if they can get on board, that they can give something as well, Declan.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we will be looking, and we will be thrilling the county in terms. And I do have a number of players that I have identified that I want to bring in. And as I said, experience is vital, absolutely vital, that we have that experience and the youth that's going to nurture those young lads along. And as I say, that's going to be vitally important. And as I say, there will be numerous meetings and over the next week, 10 days, in terms of trying to get a squad together and a training squad together.
And I'm sure as the weeks go on, we'll hear more of what's going to happen and players coming in and your management team being finalised. But Declan, what about uncertainty within the clubs? Because when there is change and when we come off the back of what we would see as a poor year, there is uncertainty within the clubs, there is uncertainty within the circles. How do you appease those fears, I suppose, at this early stage, Declan?
Well, it's not all we can do, Oisin, we need to work together as a unit. I mean, and I take... I mean, everyone involved in Donegal football, and I mentioned them in there, I mean, from the development squad right up to 17, 20, senior, county board, county club delegates, all the people involved in clubs, and the media in Donegal. We've got to work. We're all stakeholders in Donegal, as far as I'm concerned. We've got to move and push Donegal in the right direction. And I think, you know, we have got to be given that chance now. We're looking after the senior team. We want to be successful. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we're running a very professional setup, and, you know, that the players will have to be buying into it. As the management team, it's all about, it's going to be about huge commitment, huge effort, passion, and it's going to be about a well-structured backroom team, and also a well-structured team in the playing field. And that's going to take time, it's going to take a lot of work, but we're prepared to put in that work to get them to the next level.
That was my final question. Time, Declan, what is the time scale here? Where do you think, how long is it going to take for Donegal to get back to wherever everybody wants them to be?
Well, it's listen, 2018. I'm looking at 2018, and I'm looking at us being competitive in 2018. You know, we talk about Division 1, very, very competitive, very, very tough division, but important that we try and remain in Division 1. Listen, it's not going to be the be-all and end-all, because at the end of the day, the results and everything will be judged on in Championship football. Championship football, to me, we've got to be in that Super 8. The easiest way into the Super 8 is to win your Ulster Championship. That's not going to be easy. It's an absolute minefield in Ulster. But that's, we've got to set target. We've got to be competitive. We've got to get into that Super 8. We've got to make sure we're competitive in Division 1. And at the same time, that we're bringing along a number of new players that's going to fit into that Donegal system of play.
Listen, Declan, thanks for talking to us. We'll talk again real soon in the coming weeks, in the coming days, more in depth. But congratulations on your appointment. All we can do is wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Oisin.